Listen to the conversation between two friends. While listening, choose the correct answer, A, B, C, or D, for questions 1 to 6. Put a cross in the correct box. Only one answer is correct. The first one, 0, is an example. You will hear the recording twice. You will have 20 seconds at the end of the second recording to complete your answers. You now have 20 seconds to look at the task.
Hi, Paul. What are you doing? Is that a book?
Hi, Greg. Yes, it's The Lord of the Rings. Very long, isn't it? I found it in my mother's house and decided to read it again. It was my favorite book when I was younger.
Oh, yes, I remember. You kept talking about all those strange creatures like hobbits, dwarves and wizards.
Well, it's an epic fantasy, so yes. Many characters are not human. I was impressed, and I loved the idea of a ring that makes you invisible.
I only read the first book of the trilogy. It's too difficult for me, and I prefer a simple plot.
What was your favorite book when you were a boy?
I really liked detective stories. One summer, my cousin was reading one of Conan Doyle's novels, The Hound of the Baskervilles. My cousin is 3 years older than me, and when she told me the story, I thought that the protagonist was very clever.
You mean Sherlock Holmes?
Yes, the greatest detective of all time. He solves all mysteries with his friend Watson.
I don't mind detective stories, but I prefer books with imaginary worlds and creatures. Something that could never happen in real life.
I understand. I actually liked the film of The Lord of the Rings with all the special effects and beautiful landscapes. I probably never finished the trilogy just because I found it too long.
When the film came out, I immediately went to the cinema. Then, when I was back home, I started reading the book again.
I have an idea. Why don't we make a list of books that we like? Then you can read my titles and I can read yours.
I like it. Let's go to the library.
Okay, but please, let's start with short books first.
You will now hear the recording for the second time.
Hi, Paul. What are you doing? Is that a book?
Hi, Greg. Yes, it's The Lord of the Rings. Very long, isn't it? I found it in my mother's house and decided to read it again. It was my favorite book when I was younger.
Oh, yes, I remember. You kept talking about all those strange creatures like hobbits, dwarves and wizards.
Well, it's an epic fantasy, so yes, many characters are not human. I was impressed. And I loved the idea of a ring that makes you invisible.
I only read the first book of the trilogy. It's too difficult for me, and I prefer a simple plot.
What was your favorite book when you were a boy?
I really liked detective stories. One summer, my cousin was reading one of Conan Doyle's novels, The Hound of the Baskervilles. My cousin is 3 years older than me, and when she told me the story, I thought that the protagonist was very clever.
You mean Sherlock Holmes?
Yes, the greatest detective of all time. He solves all mysteries with his friend Watson.
I don't mind detective stories, but I prefer books with imaginary worlds and creatures. Something that could never happen in real life.
I understand. I actually liked the film of The Lord of the Rings with all the special effects and beautiful landscapes. I probably never finished the trilogy, just because I found it too long.
When the film came out, I immediately went to the cinema. Then, when I was back home, I started reading the book again.
I have an idea. Why don't we make a list of books that we like? Then you can read my titles and I can read yours.
I like it. Let's go to the library.
Okay, but please, let's start with short books first.